This is news from the 6 where we hit you with that real Toronto shit.
This is news from the 6 where we hit you with that real Toronto shit.
This is news from the 6 where we hit you with that real Toronto shit. What's good, people? This week in news, Top 5 is alleged to have been knocking down crazy shorties while he was on the run in LA, as well as the alleged murderers in the Pop Smoke case are now seeming to be snitching on each other. This is news from the 6 where we hit you with that real Toronto shit, and this is October 20th, 2021. Now, for all the people who are listening right now, like I said in the first few segments, this is a new segment that we're going to be doing where we're going to be giving the people short news segments. So for all the people who are listening in the listening audience, if you're listening on SoundCloud, leave your comments below. And for the people who are listening on iTunes, leave your ratings for this podcast episode, as well as any of the other podcasts that we have on the We Love Hip Hop Network. But let's get straight into the news. Now, there's a clip that came out from the No Jumper podcast that came out last night, and last night being October 19th, where Academics pulled up on Adam 22 and the gang. Salute to Lil House Phone, salute to the next gentleman, I forget his name, that was also shooting mad questions over at Academics, and they got into a whole bunch of things. The whole podcast episode was roughly around almost 3 hours long, and there was one segment that was in there that was really, really interesting, to say the least. So I'm going to pull it up here via the Hood 6, and big up to the Hood 6. They're always out here keeping everybody up to date on what's going on. And in the caption, it says, Adam 22 times DJ Academics talk about Top 5 being out in LA while OTR on the run. Okay, so let's hear a little bit of this, and I'll play it here for the listening audience.
Now the Top 5 is locked up. Like,
free Top 5, man. Free Top 5 one time.
So you don't feel like it's a lot of any hot artists on the West Coast right
snitches,
now?
Man. Who snitched on my man Top 5? Man, I don't like snitches. Real talk.
He might have snitched on himself a little bit. Why the fuck didn't I get the interview in person while he was here? That would have been hard.
No, because then niggas would have said...
I had a chance to do it, but I was like, oh, he's going to be on the run for much longer. he was so casual.
What was he doing out here?
If you would have interviewed him...
Y'all kid you not?
Yo, with Jesse Taylor?
No. See, that's bottom of the barrel, pussy. No,
and big salute to Adam 22, the whole No Jumper staff once again, you know what I'm saying? For the people who are watching or who are going to be taking this in the YouTube, I'm going to have to cut a little piece of this out, but big salute to all the listening audience.
No, don't do that with me. I don't got time for it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, no. He was fucking, I don't want to mention none of these, you know, artists' name. There's like 5, like, female rappers who are known. That he was fucking. To be honest, the only thing I could chalk it up is like, they must just like killers.
They love killers. That's what I was saying.
I can't tell you. Love demons.
That's what I took.
A word.
I mean, but.
So. He said 5. This is Academics. And for the people who are listening in the audience and who ain't able to decipher whose voice from who, that was Academics who said that he was knocking down about 5 different known female rappers out there. Now, I know around the time when his arrest went down, there was a picture of him and Cuban Doll that was posted, you know, in a very, you know, compromising looking position. You know, he had his hands in some nice places, let's say, where like only people who are close would be able to do that consentingly, right? So from that picture, it seemed that he was knocking down Cuban Doll. And there was a few other people that, you know, prior to him being detained as he is right now. And for the people who don't know, who are living under a rock, Toronto rapper Top 5, he's been on the run since May after allegedly cutting off his ankle bracelet, when his charge of originally accessory to murder after the fact was upgraded to first degree murder. We're going to be talking about that even more in depth in the podcast, the We Love Hip Hop podcast, that's going to be dropping this week, as far as having murder charges and the different stipulations that go along with what a murder charge entails, okay? Because there was a few different details that I wasn't even aware of before that have now come out with the whole the statements and the extradition report that has been coming out from the LA County. However, with that being said, while he was on the run, you know, they're saying that there was a lot of different IG lives, or they're not saying, it was obvious. There was a whole bunch of different IG lives that were popping up. And, you know, there was a few times where he was talking about knocking down this shorty and knocking down that shorty or linking up with this shorty. I know besides Cuban Doll, I think Asian the Brat. I'm, listen, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to act like I'm an authority on all of these different Cuban Dolls and Asian Doll and all the different dolls and the brats that are out there, okay? Because, you know, besides the few female rappers that I'm super aware of, like Big Lotto, who else can I say? Besides Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, the obvious ones, you know, Meg Thee Stallion. A lot of the dolls and stuff like that, you know, they don't really stand out too much to me. So they're all one girl with just different bodies for me when you say any of these different names. However, if these are known rappers, if there's five known rappers, do you all think in the people, for the people who are in the listening audience who are able to comment back, do y'all think that there's any of these different names that I mentioned, like a Big Lotto, obviously not Megan Thee Stallion, you know, but besides the dolls, give me a list of the people who you may think top five was knocking down while he was out there. And how do y'all think he got through? Because, you know, Axe says whatever, you know, maybe they just like, you know, alleged killers, right? However, what is it with young rappers that women find so appealing, especially like women who are doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? Was it a clout chase thing, or, you know, this top five really got that swag to really be knocking down them ladies? But big shouts to Adam22, big shouts to Academics, you know, make sure to tap into both of their programs, you know, the No Jumper network, everything that's going on No Jumper, as well as Academics Off the Record podcast. He had a really, really dope interview with Pressa the other day that, you know, I think that was also almost 2 hours long. There was a lot of controversy and a lot of different things said in that interview as well. So make sure to tap into that. And, you know, yeah. Tap into this interview right now that's just posted up on on No Jumper's YouTube channel with this full conversation, let's say, that Academics and Adam22 had. Next story. Now, in the last story that I have here, it's regarding the whole Pop Smoke murder. RIP to Pop Smoke and condolences to his family. Okay, I have an article here from BET.com. It says the man charged with Pop Smoke's murder urged alleged gunman to use flower vase, not a gun. Now, Corey Walker's defense lawyer hopes to have charges dismissed. Now, they're saying, and I'm not going to go through the whole article, but it says just here in the beginning of the article here, Pop Smoke was tragically murdered in a home invasion on February 19th, 2020. Corey Walker, the one adult suspect who was charged with murder for the home invasion robbery, encouraged the use of a flower vase to be used by the 15-year-old alleged gunman instead of a gun. Walker, 20 years old, appeared back in court on Friday, October 15th, according to Rolling Stone reports. His defense lawyer, Chris Darden. Okay, I'm going to stop there for a quick second. For the people who don't know who Chris Darden is, he's been around for a while. He was connected to the OJ case back in the 90s, but the last case that he was associated with is the case of the person who murdered Nipsey Hussle. Okay, he was that guy's defense lawyer. I don't even remember his name, and fuck what his name is anyway. You know what I mean? RIP Nipsey Hussle. The marathon continues. However, Chris Darden was his defense lawyer as well, trying to, I guess, put some kind of insanity plea or some type of thing for the self-defense for the murder of Nipsey Hussle. But he seems to be in that zone of just picking up bottom of the barrel, crazy, fucked up, high profile criminals who like the public just completely just hates for taking out one of the greats. You know what I'm saying? So this guy here who, you know, is right now being charged with the murder of Pop Smoke, as well as, you know, four other gunmen. This is the guy that you choose to defend? Come on, Chris Darden. Fix up, bro. But anyhow, Chris Darden filed a motion to dismiss the murder and robbery charges brought upon his client. He claims Walker did not want the use of a gun. Darden says Walker assaulted the gunman after he opened fire on Pop Smoke. So what they're saying here is after like the whole thing went down and they got back in the car or whatever, or I guess even while they were in the house, he was so mad that that a gun was used in the robbery instead of a flower vase that he assaulted the gunman, the 15-year-old gunman. Okay, and this is what he's going to be using as his defense, I guess, to maybe get out or get a lesser case, because murder comes with 25 years, obviously. You know, if he can get 10 years, it's a W for him. You know, he can maybe plead to manslaughter, murder without intent, you know, or I guess they'll drop it down to second degree instead of first degree murder. So who knows? Fuck that guy anyway. RIP to Pop Smoke. And you know, we'll keep y'all up to date with what's going on with this, okay? So that's all we got for news today. Another short news segment, you know. And, you know, like I said, when we first started these news from the six segments, we're not only going to be covering Toronto news, we're going to be giving our perspective on other places as far as the states and internationally from a view from the six. All right. So I'm your host, Friday Ricky Dread, a.k.a. Media Rick, a.k.a. 1,000 Blunts to the Head. Make sure to follow me on all my social media platforms at Friday Ricky Dread. That's D-R-E-D. Make sure to hit us up on our website, welovehiphop.ca, for everything else. And if you want to book some time at the studio where we do this, the Visionary Art Center, hit us up on Instagram, Visionary Art Center, all correctly spelled. This is News from the Six, where we hit you with that real Toronto shit. And I'm off this. Deuces.